Hi, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show. Hey, do you know the five levels of getting to a multi-million dollar business? And do you know where you rank on this scale? And do you know how to grow to the level of profitable empire builder where you're making more money and working less than you do right now? Having this knowledge is probably what's missing from your business, and it's why you are struggling right now. Hi, this is Craig Ballantyne, host of Early to Rise Radio, the inventor of the word struggling. And if you are struggling, then what that means is that you are stuck and you are struggling. Now, if you are stuck in your business, it means you're not getting ahead. You may be stuck in the office too much. You may be stuck in your financials. You may even be backpedaling a bit. You might be sinking into the quicksand like a horse that is stuck there. And not only is the horse stuck, it is actually falling into deeper and deeper danger all of the time. Now, if you are struggling, it's the effort that you're putting in, even though you're stuck. That horse fights so hard, and the more the horse fights, the worse off it gets. So when you're struggling, you're both of those things. The horse is struggling in the quicksand and you are struggling in your business. Maybe you're struggling to get started, make your first sale. Maybe you're struggling to turn that $100,000 a year gross revenue into $500,000 or $1 million. Or maybe you're struggling. Maybe you've been at like $2 or $3 million. And I know this from experience from back in the past. I was stuck at that level, struggling for a long time, and then had big breakthrough in 2013. Now, that's what you're going to get on this call. We're going to give you massive breakthroughs from the ideas that I'm going to share in today's show so you make more money, work less, and improve your workplace and build the life of your dreams. Early to Rise Radio, that's what this show is. It's ad-free and totally free because it's brought to you by all of my books, including my brand new book, the most important, the most successful, the best written of all three of my books. It's called The Perfect Week Formula. And you can get a brand new copy absolutely free. Just pay the shipping and handling at perfectweekformula.com. You can also find it on Amazon, as well as the audiobook on there too. We just got that done. So make sure that you get The Perfect Week Formula, and that will help you. But this little podcast today, it's going to really help. I'm going to show you how to double your income, work less, and live your perfect life. But I'm not here to sell you anything. Instead, I'm here to show you my hero's journey and how that applies to you. I've gone through all five levels. Well, actually, I've gone through the first four. Haven't hit the Titan level yet, but I'll share that in a second. But I actually started below the first level of the five levels of entrepreneurship. I started off as a binge drinking, socially anxious, broke, struggling, introverted, farm boy turned personal trainer. That's where I was in life at the age of 25. So I had gone to college for 6 years, and not because I was on a three-year program that took me 6 years, but I got a four-year degree. I got a two-year master's of exercise science in kinesiology and human movement, whatever you want to call it. Basically, gym and swim is what the people would make fun of us. You know, the engineers would say, oh, you're in gym and swim. And I'm like, yeah, actually I am. We did go to the gym and we did swim today. So you're right. And now here's the thing, that does not prepare you for business, but I wanted to help people all over the world. And I fortunately stumbled into my online business in 2001. I sold my first product on January 28th, 2001 through PayPal. I was blessed with the inability to be patient, also known as being impatient. And many entrepreneurs struggle because they can't get over that first hurdle, right? So if you are that person, write this down. Write this down. I will take fast action. Success loves speed. Delay kills dreams. That one lesson alone will help you increase your income and start living the life of your dreams. It might not help you work less, but it's going to help you make more. Because if you are not out there taking action, you are going to be held back. Last night, I was out for dinner with my friend, this guy, Ross, who had built a very large email service provider. He didn't go from 0 to 1 million to 5 million to 10 million. He went very quickly from $0 to $18 million per year with 12 employees. Now, today he has 150 employees, but he doesn't have that same revenue ratio. That'd be great for him, but he doesn't. But he didn't go a traditional, it's going to take me 3 years to get a million. He really went fast because success loves speed, delay kills dreams, and Ross does not take slow action. He is always just out there moving. And he's kind of, you know, very much like you and I. He wants great things. And the difference between perhaps him and you is that he does not let delays come into his life. So what I want you to understand as we go through our call today, our podcast today, is that it doesn't matter where you're starting. You know, Ross was a sales guy who saw that there was an opportunity in something better. And while he, you know, he was playing video games seven hours a day and working for 1 hour a day as a sales guy for an email company, he said, you know what? I'm better than this. I'm going to switch over and I'm going to become the empire builder. And he started the business impatiently, much like I did. So I was impatient, got started online. The impatience perhaps was one of the causes of my anxiety that led to anxiety attacks, but I also was hypocritical in my lifestyle, and I was working too much and drinking too much, and I wasn't taking care of myself like my clients are today. I help my clients get out of anxiety. I help them get amazing results. I help them have more time for their family, and that's what I want to share with you today. But it all starts with our conversation around the entrepreneurial ladder and the five levels there. Now, the five levels, you'll go through them all. You might go through them really fast like Ross, or you might go through them a little bit slower like me, or you might go through them really slow. Like, I have clients who have been getting advice from me since 2009, and they're still, you know, every year it's like they're making an extra $100,000, extra $100,000. It's not exponential, but hey, listen, an extra $100,000 will be something amazing for most of you. Now, I don't know why you have come over to the Early to Rise podcast, and I'm grateful that you are here. But I do know that for everybody that works with me as a coaching client, whether they're making $10 million a year or $1 million a year, I have a $10 million plumbing company that recently started working with me, and they have their own reasons to come to me, and you have your own reasons to come to me. And I know that for all of us, even for myself, there's areas in life where something is not working. And I'll be honest, like right now, I'm still, you know, I'm very fortunate in that my business is going well, my health is going well, my relationships are going well, but I have sacrificed a little bit of sleep. And as a result, I will say that, you know, my health is great overall, but I got a 3 week cold. I've never had a 3 week cold. And I think it's because I need to up my game in the sleep department. So nobody's perfect. And you need to set aside any judgment on yourself. Hey, listen, nobody's perfect. And we all want to live a perfect life. And maybe you're working too many hours right now and you're struggling to make time for your family. And maybe you're just struggling about systems in your business. I love building systems. Right now, we have a content system that's pumping out content from four different writers who are all writing better articles than me because we built a system and a training system around that. And that allows us to build out multiple webinars and sales copy pages and email marketing and all this stuff without me doing the heavy lifting. All I do is coach the main coach of our writers. Fascinating. And I also am able to download the vision and mission of the business. And there's so much content out there from me, including all the videos that I make, that people can see it, feel it, and live it. And that way, we've been able to build this system. And I want that type of system for you and your business, whether it's for sales or marketing or lead generation or content creation or the leadership aspect or the finance aspect. We are going to help you get more leads, close more deals, and consistently increase your revenue every month by building the system. Now, the system comes from being as detailed as possible, knowing exactly what you want, communicating the expectations. So write these two words down. Communication and expectations. If you are struggling in your business and there are other team members around, it's because you are not setting expectations about how we do things here. And you are also not communicating properly the vision of the company, the role of the person, the tasks assigned, and the systems that you put in place. So that alone, improving your communication expectations will be huge. I had a client, a guy named Peter Kell, recently sign up with us. And in 4 days, he sent me this amazing testimonial about how my improvement to his daily meetings for his Facebook ads team are paying off massively. All because I improved his communication and the expectations on both sides. So if you're missing out on those things, that's why you're working so much and not making as much money as you want. Now, if you are making high six figures, low seven figures, or even in the eight-figure range, there's still another level of performance and personal satisfaction that you need to strive for. If you're listening to this, you can never become complacent because complacency is a killer. It's a killer. It kills your culture, community, your core values, your cash flow. Complacency kills all. And I've been complacent a couple of times in my life, and that's when things started to stutter and stall. Now, going over to the five levels of the journey, the first level is the daydreamer. Then you get into the lost warrior. Then you get into the business battler. Then you get into the empire builder. That's my stage right now. And then you get into the titan. The titan. We'll get to that in a moment. But let's talk about the daydreamer. I doubt there are too many people, I would say probably 5% or less of the people that listen to Early to Rise Radio that read my books fall into this category. The second category is, I would say, going to constitute over half of the listeners of Early to Rise Radio. But the first category, the daydreamer, not very popular. And if it is you, it's going to be some harsh truth right here. You are a person that lacks discipline if you're a daydreamer. A daydreamer has all these dreams. Oh my goodness, I'm going to be a billionaire. You hear this all the time from like 17-year-old kids. I'm going to be a billionaire. Okay, then. I don't think you are, but you can say that if you want. Maybe everyone will be a billionaire because of inflation. Who knows? But listen, the daydreamer lacks discipline. Yeah, you read a lot of books. You probably watch a lot more podcasts and listen to a lot more podcasts than the daydreamer actually reads, because reading is hard work. The daydreamer buys a lot of courses, never opens them, never, you know, enters a login, never opens the plastic packaging. The daydreamer also will possibly, though this actually requires action, they might go to a lot of seminars. They might get, you know, certification. You know, one client of mine, he was a daydreamer. He was a copywriter. Now he wants to be a high performance coach. And then he's going to want to be a real estate agent. And I put the foot down on this and I said, no, you're a copywriter. You're not a high performance coach. Nobody makes money being a high performance coach except the people that certify high performance coaches. Let's be brutally honest here. And so the daydreamer, lacking discipline, reads books, goes to seminars, buys courses, and even hires coaches, and then disappears. Well, the daydreamer is not willing to take consistent action. As a result, they become a slave to the dream. I don't want that to happen to you, okay? So listen, if you have a lot of great ideas and strategies but lack the discipline to follow through on them and achieve real results, then you definitely need to start with Perfect Day Formula and Unstoppable and Perfect Week Formula. Now, if you don't have all three of those books, you can get them on Amazon, or you can go to freeperfectdaybook.com to get the Perfect Day Formula. You can go to beunstoppablebook.com to get Unstoppable, How to Get Through Hell, Overcome Anxiety, and Dominate in Business and in Life. Or you can go to perfectweekformula, just plain old perfectweekformula.com, to get my newest book, my best written book that I did not write because it was written by one of my team members, Austin Gillis. I downloaded some audios to him, got all the thoughts out of my head. He converted that into a book, which will then convert people into leads, sales calls, coaching clients, perhaps even investment opportunities for me. So listen, I'm not a daydreamer, I'll tell you that much. I dreamed about writing a book for many years, and it took me a long time to finish that book. And then once I got the first one done, I started on the next one, because I'm not a daydreamer. I'm an action taker. Now, I will admit as well that when I was writing the first book, I was a lost warrior. I was a lost warrior. And this is the most common archetype that entrepreneurs get stuck in. The lost warrior doesn't struggle with discipline. When I was writing my book, I was up every single day at 4 o'clock in the morning writing 1,500 words. But the funny thing was, when I turned in my book to the editor, it was 300 pages long, and they sent me back 110 pages after the editing. I was a lost warrior. I was going through this forest, this book writing forest. I had no idea what I was doing. I was willing to grind and hustle and hurt myself physically, mentally, and emotionally. But it wasn't actually me going in the right direction. It was like me trying to go to California from Denver and going east. I'm like, you know what? I'll go from Denver to California via Boston. Not a good idea. That is the lost warrior. So you are probably a lost warrior, and the lost warrior doesn't struggle with discipline. You have a business. You work hard, often too hard. You're not willing to let go. You're not willing to share your struggles. You're not willing to set the ego aside, and you don't have clarity on your values and vision. So those things that you are not doing destroy you. And it's funny, you'll work 14 hours a day, but you won't work 1 hour a week on communication expectations and values and vision, because it's hard work. You know, it's like the jogger who goes out and jogs 10 miles. That's tough, but they would actually get better results for their fitness, their strength, and their body if they just did 30 to 40 minutes of strength training. But getting under the squat bar is exponentially harder than going for a jog. And that's the lost warrior approach. Oh, you know what? I'll do the work in my business. I'll clean the toilets. I'll do that because it's too hard to coach somebody on how to do this. It's too hard to sit there and think. And as a result, you burn yourself out working crazy hours. You don't have a clear picture, and you waste a ton of time on $10 an hour tasks because you just don't know what to do. You don't have a map, and you're running east in order to get west. We'll come back to that, okay? Because we're going to spend a lot of time working on the lost warrior, because it hurts so much to see so many people in that area. The next thing we have is we have the business battler. The business battler, one step above the lost warrior. So they know what they want. They have a little bit more of a vision, and they've gone through the phase of being the lost warrior. And they didn't like it, and so they decided to upgrade. Now they know what's important and what isn't. And by having this clear vision and the parameters, they're able to pick their battles. They pick their battles. Now the problem is that they're just going around picking their battles, and they're growing, but they're not making massive changes. They don't have the best strategy. They kind of have, like, they know what to do on a day-to-day basis, but it's almost like Groundhog Day. You know, they're just slowly growing every single day. And, you know, slowly growing every single day, quite frankly, to me, is just another version of struggling. Okay? Earlier we talked about the struggling business owner as being analogous to a donkey stuck in, or horse stuck in quicksand. But the business battler is like a horse going up a steep, steep, steep hill. Yes, progress is being made, but not a lot. Not a lot. We're not an empire builder yet, because you don't have the proven systems and you don't have the proven strategy to grow your business really fast without working more. So you're getting there, and I'm proud of you for getting there. I'd say probably 25% of people listening to this are growing. They're not struggling, but you need to do different type of work. Instead of grinding up that hill, you need to recruit a team and build a team and coach a team that can pull with you. And that's when all of a sudden, you know, one horse pulling a cart up a very steep mountain, while you get a bunch of Clydesdales on there and you are the person telling them how to drive forward, all of a sudden, now you can really have some horsepower in the game. So there you go. There you go. That's our three levels where things are not happening fast enough. You know, obviously with the daydreamer, nothing is happening. With the lost warrior, a lot is happening, but I don't know if anything's really coming out of all the stuff that's happening. There's a lot of activity, not a lot of accomplishment. And then you get into the business battler, or you're getting something. All right, great. We're getting something. We're going on more vacations. We're maybe in 5 years we can afford that vacation home and we won't have to rent hotels and Airbnbs and all that sort of stuff. And we'll actually be able to take mom and dad with us to watch the kids. But right now we're still not there. The person who's at that level, the person who's at that level is the empire builder. So last, as I was mentioning, I was talking about my friend who runs the email company, Ross. He was taking seven family members from the Great White North down to Florida for Christmas holidays. And he was able to afford a private jet, not just business class tickets and not just, you know, the cheapest deal on down south, Sunwing Vacations, sort of cheap Thomas Cook type stuff. And we all know how that ended, but an actual private jet to take his family. This is an empire builder. So he doesn't just take the holiday. He takes the holiday in the private jet to the beautiful mansion in Florida to go with his expensive condo in Toronto. That's the empire builder. Where there's basically financial freedom. And not financial freedom in that you get to retire at age 55 and count your pennies and make sure you don't go over budget, but being able to travel the world with family. So as someone who has a discipline, clarity, and structure, and this guy's discipline, clarity, and structure, I've known him for several years now, they reach the point of being an empire builder. I'm fortunate to be an empire builder. I spent a lot of time as a lost warrior, led to the anxiety attacks. I spent a lot of time as a business battler, growing slowly, and then boom, you know, now I work less than ever before, probably down to about 30 hours a week right now. And it'll become less and less while the business grows because I have become the coach. I have become the person who is downloading the vision and growing up team members, building the systems. And I want this for you. So what do I have? Well, I've always had clarity. I've always had discipline. I didn't have the strategy until I started setting aside my ego and getting coaching. And then once I had that, all of a sudden, the learning curve was slashed in my life. So write this down. If you want to accelerate your learning curve, you need to have a mentor. And a mentor does this. A mentor will give you the strategy, will extract it from the clutter in your head to give you clarity. Now, how do you find a mentor? Well, for me, it always follows these three rules. First, you find someone who has been there and done that and achieved what you want to achieve. Okay, write this down because this might be the most important thing that I say on this entire podcast. You write this down and the first thing you write is you find a mentor who has been there and done that and achieved what you want to achieve. So if you go all the way back in time to my first business coach, Tom Venuto, in 2006, he was selling millions of dollars worth of fitness ebooks and I wanted to sell millions of dollars of fitness ebooks. So I hired the best. Next, you find someone who shares your morals and ethics. There were a lot of internet marketing gurus even back then, but oh my goodness, did some of their tactics make me sick to my stomach. But Tom, on the other hand, had great morals and ethics and still does. Such a great guy. He's loved by millions. He's barely got a detractor on the internet. I mean, everybody's got critics. It'd be hard to find one for Tom because he has such great morals and ethics. And then you see if you have rapport with them. Hey, Tom, let me send you an email. Tom got back to me right away. Tom was polite and courteous. Tom was so helpful. Tom offered help. Tom, you know, led the discussion. It was really great. Tom went out of his way. Tom went the extra mile. Tom is my guy. So that was how I found my first business coach. Tom doesn't do coaching now, but I took so many lessons into how I can be a mentor for so many other people. That's key. That's key in finding your mentor. So you get the clarity around your vision, and you then are supported and given accountability to execute on your vision so you have the discipline and so you can take massive action. And you have the proven strategy. I finally had the proven strategy that allowed me to achieve my vision 10 times faster than everybody else. Because there were a lot of people that started selling workouts on the internet in 2006, around the same time that I was getting coaching. And I look at those people today and they are not successful. Some of them I've never heard from in the last 10 years. They've disappeared. They stuck around for a while. They gave up. Now some of them have jobs. Horrible. Some of them have jobs. They run up against a bit of adversity and they quit and go back to prison, you know, essentially prison, a struggle prison. Now, that's the power of setting your ego aside and becoming an empire builder through coaching, because coaching gives you everything: clarity, discipline, strategy, and accountability to lift you up to the next level. And then some of us remain pursuing the Titan level, which is the fifth level, the Elon Musk level. My friend Bedros Koulian is inches away from the Titan level. Been a coaching client of mine on and off. I've coached his team. I've coached him. He's come to my workshops, but he's also a business partner of mine. He's also one of my best friends, and he's my coach because I set my ego aside and I pay him because we want to have a formal relationship when we're having our coaching sessions, not goofing around. We take it very serious. And that's how I've grown to empire builder level and possibly to Titan level in the future. Now, aside from Titanite, at some point in my life, I've been in all those other categories. I have been the dreamer. That's where I was in the early 20s when I was still in school. It was like, I want to be a millionaire someday. In 1998, I figured out because I saw other people selling online, like, I got to make this happen. But I had no idea how to do it. So I didn't have clarity and I didn't have discipline. I wanted to party too much. I wanted to work out, party, and maybe do a little bit of work. Now, that is not going to take you a long way. And you know what? There's a lot of people in that situation in their early 20s. Just reading Mark Cuban's book, one of them, it's like The Game of Business or something like that. And up until he was 25, he was like drinking, partying, working a little bit. And then he started to get serious about his business and computers and all that sort of stuff. But he was work from 9:30 till 5, go to happy hour, get drunk, buy the cheapest champagne, he said, because he couldn't afford anything else. Crashed with 6 roommates in a 3-bedroom apartment, gained 30 pounds. Classic, right? He was a dreamer, not a doer. No discipline back then. So eventually I developed my discipline, overcame my lazy tendencies. And if you've seen my Undisciplined Man video online, it's getting over 20,000 views. It's funny because I admit, like, I don't want to be the disciplined guy. And in order to be disciplined, I removed some things from my life and made it easier for success to become automatic, and the money started flowing in. So I graduated a lost warrior from Daydreamer, built that first 6-figure business. And this is right around when I started hiring Tom. So I was making money on my own and I was working crazy hours to keep it going, but I was going out to celebrate. So some money was coming in from all the grinding and hustling. And then the money was going out because of all the partying and dancing and all that good stuff. Yes, just imagine me dancing. There you go. So those crazy hours crushed me. They really crushed me. And around my 30th birthday, I had my anxiety attacks. Sent me to the emergency room. And I left there knowing that things had to change. And I got a little more clarity. I started getting coaching from Tom. And I moved into the business battler stage with my first 7-figure business. But I still didn't have the structure and strategy to grow and grow and grow. And I was still too stressed out, working too many hours, burnt out, all that sort of stuff. Trying to do everything myself, right? I had no idea how to effectively delegate. I was the worst leader. I was captain of the bad leadership team. Didn't have a team with a winning culture. It was really frustrating, really embarrassing. And my time was being thrown away like it was worth a penny. And I know a lot of people who make money, but throw their time around as if it doesn't matter, doesn't mean anything, like that there's a never-ending supply of it, and it's not true. So I switched things up. And I created what I call the Ballantine Method, which allowed me to finally step into my role as an empire builder. And when I achieved the clarity, discipline, and strategy that I needed with the help of my coaches, with the help of me setting my ego aside, everything fell into place. Now I have gyms that I've never been to that generate $1 million a year. I have online coaching. I have books. I have online courses. I have a very little known supplement business that I run. And we're about to get massive distribution for this in Walgreens and perhaps even some of the bigger stores. I don't do anything in that business except give a little bit of feedback as the empire builder. So I've built all these businesses while working only about 40 to 45 hours a week. And now they're still growing while working about 30 hours a week. So I have more freedom than ever before. Basically go out for lunch every day, go out for dinner every night, travel less than I used to, but more for pleasure than I did for work back in the day. Spending about 6 weeks to travel in Europe in the summertime and throughout the fall. Man, life is good. And I want this for you. That's the most important thing. That's why we're having this conversation. And I want you to be fired up. But before we get you fired up, we have to do the reality check, okay? You might be an empire builder. You might be. You might be like my client, Scott. He has an $18 million business. He has, well, you know what? He still might be a business battler because he grinds pretty hard. And he just needs to make some tweaks and we'll get him up to the empire builder level. But he is that eight-figure earner. And what I want you to do is identify, are you the daydreamer? Are you the lost warrior? Are you the business battler? And you can be making a lot of money while still being a business battler. You might have a $5 million a year business and be an empire builder because of the way in which you are able to work and make money without sacrificing your personal life or working just 30 hours a week, okay? If you are an empire builder, I'd love to hear what you are, okay? So go to Instagram and find me at Real Craig Ballantyne and send me a message and say, hey, Craig, I'm a daydreamer. I'll admit it. I need to get my butt in gear. What do you recommend? And I'll probably send you to the freeperfectdaybook.com or the perfectweekformula.com page. Get you started there. If you're a lost warrior, let me know that too, okay? Send me a DM that says lost warrior. You're perfect for one of the resources that we have. If you're a business battler, you're like on the verge. You just need to have escape velocity and you're going to be making a ton more money. So I really, really want to hear from you on where you are. And if you're an empire builder, great. Let me know. I'd love to learn a little bit from you too. Now, what I want you to do is think about what would it do for your life if you were able to climb up to the next rung on the ladder, if you were able to go from daydreamer to lost warrior, right? Be finally getting something done. If you go from lost warrior to business battler, you're putting an extra $100,000 in your pocket every year. I think a lot of people would be good with that. An empire builder, if you want to go from 1 to 2 million, 2 to 4, 4 to 8, 8 to 16, like that, that's amazing. So I'd love for you to go from business battler to empire builder. So a couple questions. What would it do for your life and your business if you could 10x your clarity and create a vivid vision so you know every action that you're taking is aligned with your ultimate purpose? Recently got started with a CBD tea company, and it's interesting. The tea company, I would say they went from lost warrior to business battler in the last year. But oh my goodness, with my system, strategy, vision, this thing is going to scale to empire builder level fast while I'm going to force the CEO of the company to only work 30 hours a week. So not 30 hours a day. No, for sure. 30 hours a week because I'm giving them the vision that allows them to 10x their clarity so that they know that every action is purposeful. Oh, we chopped away at so much stuff. So think about what you should say no to and make your not to do list so powerful. So write three things down that go on your not to do list. I can no longer do customer service emails. I can no longer run errands and go to the UPS store, and I can no longer do my sales calls. And if those are on your not-to-do list and those are treated as commandments, then you'll force yourself to find people to do those things, opening up more precious hours for you to grow the business and business development. And all that fear that you had, oh my goodness, how am I going to be able to afford these people? Well, I can coach you on paying them proper salaries and commissions, but you're going to be making so much more revenue that it will more than cover these people. It will probably 10x the return based on what you're investing in these new people. Now, the next question is, well, how would your weeks look like if you had a proven strategy to double your income without working more hours? So think about that. If you had better social media to bring in leads, if you had better email copywriting, which is what we teach, so that you convert those leads into sales. And if you had sales pages that generated an extra 30% in revenue because you had the right add-on offers in place after. Most people don't know, and you should write this down too, that your first add-on offer should make things faster or easier. How can you add speed to their results? And how can you make it easier, done for them to do? So when I was doing the follow-along workouts, we gave them more follow-along workouts that got them faster results, in addition to the ones that already were giving them results. We also offered a nutritional supplement that would give them more results. And then we offered them the ability to get coaching, which would get them more results. So all of our add-on offers added profit to the business while also adding value to the client. So make sure that your add-on offers are all set there. Next thing, we're gonna wrap this one up. We're gonna make this a two-parter. Think about the leadership that you have to have in place, okay? If you are doing everything yourself, suffering in silence, taking the world on your back, man, you're gonna be ground into the ground, grinded into the ground. So think of Michael Clark Duncan in the movie The Green Mile. Remember that guy? He would breathe in everybody's pain and eventually he'd breathe it all out. But what you're doing in your life as the solo entrepreneur, the entrepreneur who's not letting go, who's holding back, who refuses to delegate and automate and eliminate, you're crushing yourself. You're going to have high blood pressure. You're sucking in all that pain and not letting it go. And that's going to kill you. Man, ever since I improved my ability as a leader through the three meetings that we teach, and we'll teach them to you as well in our coaching program, we do the weekly alignment meeting, the goal set and review meeting, the war room meeting. We also do quarterly planning, which I've talked about here on the podcast. And by adding these things in, the team does the great work. I'm the coach of the team. I'm like Phil Jackson when he had the Bulls and the Lakers. I can't go out and score any points. If Phil Jackson went onto the court when he was coaching Shaq and the Lakers, none of the points would have counted. No. He had to coach Shaq and the Lakers to be a better team, better individuals, get along, have core values, have good culture, and that allowed them to win. Now, it's probably a better example to use the Bulls because, you know, Kobe, unfortunate passing of Kobe, but Kobe and Shaq didn't get along that well. So they might not have had the best culture, but the Bulls definitely did with Jordan leading that team and coaching up along with Phil Jackson coaching up. So listen, if you are the coach of a bunch of great performers and you support them and lift them up and they get more done and they exceed your expectations and you communicate properly, that's the biggest leverage point. You think it's you learning skills? No, as Dan Sullivan says, it's not about how you do things. It's about who does the things for you. So who else can take care of you? That's a huge component of the Ballantyne Method, is that we spend more of our time coaching than doing. And when I spend more of my time coaching in those 30 hours, I'm able to help three team members work 4 hours better. That's 12 hours from a 30-minute meeting. That's game-changing. What would that do for your family if you were able to step back 12 hours a week? What would that do for your bank account when you were able to generate so much more production out of great team members who are also happy in their role? What would that do for your personal happiness? Think about that. Teamwork makes the dream work. And when you have those three meetings in place and you take that approach to life that you're the coach, not the player, that they're out there scoring the points for you, then that's how you make more money, you work less, and you have a better quality of life. So I'm going to stop there because next time I'm going to tell some stories about my best success clients, my most successful clients, about how Isabel runs a multi-million dollar a year company working from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. and Shanda Sumter, who does the same, but she only works 3 weeks per month. She takes a full week off, takes most of December off. We're going to talk about Danny Lair. Danny Lair runs a t-shirt company. He's home on time for his kids. He's more present with his kids. He's a better leader. He's growing his profits. He's stepping up from business battler to empire builder. And we'll talk about what worked for him and what he was doing wrong and what you're probably doing wrong. You're probably making the biggest mistake that Danny is making. And then we're going to talk about Frank Den Blanken. This guy is one of my superstar clients. Came to me making 10K a month, working 15 hours a day. Now he works about 45 hours a week. So he cut his work hours pretty much in half and 22x'd his income. He had a month last year where he made $220,000. Absolutely amazing. Okay, so we're going to get you to one of those levels. We're going to get you from daydreamer to lost warrior, hopefully even business battler. We're going to take you from lost warrior to empire builder, business battler. Who knows? You might be like Frank, who's definitely going to be a titan in the future. Okay, so we're going to talk about that on the next show and really, really dive deep on that. It's going to be a lot of fun to help you double your profits while working less. Okay. So don't miss out on that one coming up very, very soon. What I want you to do right now is if you're like, hey, listen, I'm done struggling. I am absolutely 100% done struggling. I don't want to be stuck. I don't want to be struggling. I don't want to be sinking in the quicksand. I don't even want to be a business battler just grinding up the hill. I want to be an empire builder. Then here's what you can do next. Okay. We're not selling you anything, but we want you to go and have a strategy call with Ron, my program director. Okay. So I'm not selling you anything right now other than just having a conversation with Ron. So go to theballantinemethod.com/call. theballantinemethod.com/call. You'll get connected with Ron. The guy is awesome. And listen, he went from being a broke, struggling personal trainer with depression. And, you know, he, like me, he drank too much back in the day. Now he works at home, makes over 12K a month in sales and online coaching and all the stuff that he does. He has more time for his family. His wife is absolutely loving him. He's got two young kids. He plays golf every day in the summer. Every day, not every week, every day, he's living the dream, okay? He's moving to Empire Builder as well. And Ron will be able to download like what worked for him, okay? So success loves speed, and research shows that the most successful entrepreneurs are decisive. So make that big leap into your greatness and book your call today at theballantinemethod.com/call. It's going to be a killer one. All right, but this is only part one of part two. We'll be back next week with the second part of this. We're going to talk about the big mistakes that you're making. Okay, so there's three big mistakes that you're making, and then the ways out of that if you want to level up and become the empire builder. Let me know what you thought of today's show, okay? It's a little bit different, but I want to hear what you thought of today's show. It should get you super fired up. So if it got you fired up, head over to iTunes, give us a 5-star ranking and a 5-star review. Send me a message on Instagram and let me know what level of entrepreneurship you are at. Business battler, lost warrior, daydreamer. Hopefully that's not you. Or maybe you're the empire builder. And Elon Musk, if you are listening to this, let me know that you are a titan, and we'll start a little chit chat up there on Instagram and how I can come out and help Tesla. Or you can email me at support@earlytorise.com. Okay. And finally, listen, life is too short to not go after what you want. So if you want a great morning routine, if you want to work less and make more money, if you want a great family, if you want to find the love of your life, if you want to get back in shape and look great, it's all part of the Ballantine Method, okay? So send me a message and let me know what you thought of today's show. And we'll be back next week, part two. It's going to be a game changer in your life.